Welcome to Kodampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kodampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
The actual source of the pain in our life, the unpleasant feeling in our mind, is coming from distortions, deluded perspectives. Currently in our lives, we're perceiving ourselves, others, and the world around us in a mistaken way. Everything we're perceiving, generally, we're perceiving it mistakenly. Everything we're viewing and perceiving, we think it really does exist the way it's appearing to us. And yet within Buddhist teachings, we understand at the deepest level, there's a distortion in our mind that we don't understand, and that's called ignorance, a self-grasping ignorance, where we're grasping at ourself. Our body and our mind appear to us, and we perceive a self that really exists from its own side and always will exist. And then we perceive other selves everywhere around us, believing all of that actually exists in the way it appears, is a fundamental ignorance in the mind. And Buddha is helping us move towards uprooting that ignorance and breaking free of what is essentially an internal construct, a mental construct of limitations and suffering in our life. From this ignorance come all the other delusions or distortions, such as uncontrolled desire or attachment to people, places, bodies of this life. We're attached to anything that appears to be a source of our happiness. And we reject and develop aversion and anger to anything that seems to be the source of our pain, our problems. So the actual what needs to be abandoned is within our mind. Okay, these delusions, these distortions. It's because our mind is out of touch with reality that we suffer. That we're caught in this prison of contaminated life. So this cycle of contaminated life, not just this life, but all our previous lives in whatever form we've taken and in all our future lives, is called the cycle of contaminated life or a cycle of impure life. Contaminated by these delusions, these distortions within our mind. That's the pollution. And the possibility of perfect freedom, therefore, is a life that's uncontaminated, without these contaminants, without the poisons of anger and selfishness and jealousy and greed and pride and all these many unwholesome mental factors within our mind. So we're trying to break free from this cycle of impure life in, or, in order to overcome all the suffering, now and in the future. Understanding how to do this, abandoning the very origin, these distorted states of mind, by engaging in spiritual paths. This is the pathways, inner pathways within our mind that will work to oppose, learn to control the deluded perspectives within our mind. So Venerable Geshe says in this chapter, we should know that our human life is precious and of real value only when we use it to train in spiritual paths. In itself, it is a true suffering. Oh, but I have some good times. I'm happy sometimes. You know, it just sounds like Buddha's a bit depressing, right? So you're forgiven for thinking along these lines. It's like, oh, come on, Buddha, this is a bit heavy. I have some nice times, you know. My life isn't truly suffering all the time. I mean, most of the time, but not all the time. So we're seeing our lives in a completely new way. This is what we're going to learn over the next few weeks. We're going to learn that our life in itself, our contaminated life, is what's called a true suffering. And this is what we need to know in order to develop the wisdom wish to renounce the suffering of this life and all our countless future lives permanently. We need a wish to escape all of this suffering. If we don't think it's really suffering, we never develop a wish to escape from the imprisonment of our own distorted states of mind and that projected reality that we experience. All the pain and problems of our life is projected, is related to our distorted perspective of ourselves and of others. We're relating to ourselves in a way that is not in accordance with reality, with the truth, from a Buddhist perspective. Because of this distortion, all our pain, now and in the future, will come. But we can use this life to overcome all of our pain and problems by getting rid of these distortions. That is what's open to us. That is our potential within this life. It's vast. It's incredible. We can break the chain of countless previous lives and suffering and the possibility of countless future lives and suffering for ourselves right now in this life. So I think last week I played with the idea that we were in a mental prison. But right now we're in the best possible block of that prison, if you like. We're in the best conditions, so much so that it doesn't really feel like a prison because we've got so much relative freedom compared to other beings in different blocks. And we've heard vague stories about beings in other areas of the prison that are not so cool, but we're actually quite comfortable and it's not so bad and it's quite spacious and we have pizza on Friday night and we get games and we get skiing and you know, it's kind of nice. But without us really realizing, we, in this life, we have got the only exit route from the whole prison. We've got the only access to the prison doors to escape. Nobody else, all the animals and all other beings in this, trapped in this reality of suffering, has this access, except human beings with access to the science, the scientific methods, that are Buddha's teachings that can unlock the prison gates of our mind, the gateway through which we understand reality, and we can destroy that prison for ourselves and work towards freeing every other being from that prison. Now that's cool, but we don't understand what we have, the opportunity we have right now. We don't get it. We're just kind of rolling around in this kind of like very luxurious prison block, but we're not realizing the capacity, the potential we have right now to release ourselves. In How to Understand the Mind, Venerable Geshe-la says that we experience pain and suffering because we are in samsara. Right? It's just the nature of contaminated life to experience pain, suffering, and problems. And he said, we are in samsara because we have made no effort to escape samsara. And we've made no effort to escape samsara because we have no wish to escape samsara. And we have no wish to escape samsara because we are so attached to the places, the bodies, the enjoyments of samsara. We're like, it's not so bad. I've got these nice things going on, and so far I've got kind of a relatively comfortable life. Yeah, I've got physical pain, I've got a few problems, but you know, we're not really wanting to escape. Because of our ignorance, we don't even understand what we're trapped in mentally. And therefore, we don't really want to. We think the things we have around us are the sources of our happiness, the worldly pleasures, the enjoyments we enjoy are actually real happiness. And we're going to look at this in more detail later to understand this. But it's not real happiness. Real happiness comes from wisdom. Wisdom is the source of inner peace, and inner peace is the source of our happiness. Real happiness comes from wisdom. The wisdom understanding meaningful objects. And so the mind of renunciation is a great wisdom, a huge wisdom. And we need to realize, we need to develop a wish to escape. If we never have the intention to escape this mental construct that is a painful existence, then we're never going to put any energy into escaping, and we're going to remain trapped. This opportunity will be lost. We could die anytime. Sorry, folks. But it's true. We have no certainty. Death's a certainty, but we have no certainty when it can happen. And this opportunity we now have could be over in hours from now. Hopefully not, of course. Days, months. We have no idea what time we have left. So we need to develop this wish, which is a mind of renunciation. What are we renouncing? Exactly. Pain and its causes. That's what we're announcing. And it's future pain and problems. Future suffering. The countless, the suffering of countless future lives. We're renouncing this. We're not renouncing the good times and our family and our careers and our money and our possessions in this life. That's not renunciation. We're not giving up on anyone and going, you know what? You know, we go home to our partner tonight and go, yeah, I've decided. I'm into this renunciation thing. I'm going to go and shave my head and live in a cave or something. That's not renunciation. That's not renunciation. We can develop the wish to escape the prison of this life while we're actively engaged in all the normal activities that we need to engage in order to have the conditions to perpetuate this life. Okay, so we can do this within our family context. We can do this within our career context. It's an inner determination, a wish to escape the prison of our own mind by abandoning, beginning to recognize, reduce, and abandon these distorted states of mind.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.